Today's podcast is brought to you by Newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, Newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, Newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at Newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about, one of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting/kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird...
Morning. Cup of murder.
A love triangle can sometimes be deadly. On March 22, 1996, a young woman was convicted for the crime she committed while trying to put an end to the love triangle she was a part of. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. Krista Gail Pike, born March 10, 1976, was raised primarily by her alcoholic grandmother and lived in a home with a man her grandmother was dating. A man who, according to the sources, allegedly molested Krista when she was still in diapers. In 1988, when Krista was just 12 years old, her grandmother passed away, and she was sent to live with a mother who didn't seem to want her, was physically violent, and did nothing when her live-in boyfriend took his anger out on her young daughter. Bonding with Krista the only way she knew how, she introduced her daughter to marijuana, treated her as more like a friend than a child, and had no rules inside of their home. As long as she didn't upset her boyfriend, Krista's mother let the girl do whatever she wanted. And on the occasions that the home became too much for her, Krista would sometimes stay with her biological father, with whom she had an incredibly strained relationship, mostly because he didn't know what to do with his, quote, out-of-control teenager. Unwilling to listen to any sort of parenting, Krista was kicked out of her father's home twice before even reaching the age of 18, struggled in school so much that she eventually dropped out, and soon began shoplifting and racking up quite the criminal record. But after one of those run-ins with law enforcement landed her in a detention center, upon release, Krista seemed like a changed girl who wanted nothing more than to turn her tumultuous life around before it was too late. Enrolling in a career training program called Job Corps near Knoxville, Tennessee, there she met 17-year-old Tadaryl Shipp, who at the time was studying culinary arts. The pair hit it off immediately, and bonding over their shared difficult upbringing and their desire to get their lives back on track, it wasn't long before they made things official and began dating. Unfortunately, despite their aspirations, it seemed like the pair became more interested in one another than studying. It was also around this time at Job Corps where Krista met another young woman named Shadola Peterson. Becoming fast friends, sources say that the pair bonded over their shared interests in a lot of things, one of which was allegedly Satanism, which they were both rumored to be practicing. Now, the last player in this tragic story was a 19-year-old girl named Colleen Slemmer, who, like the others, was taking classes at Job Corp. Running in totally different circles, there really wasn't much connecting Colleen and the others. That was until rumors started to circulate about Colleen coming on to Daryl and the pair hooking up at some point in time. Whether or not this was true, with Daryl himself eventually confessing to the affair, Krista became incredibly jealous and, unwilling to let another girl take her boyfriend, decided that she was going to do something about her supposed rival. Roping Shadala into her plan, Krista Pike, just 18 years old at the time, invited Colleen Slemmer out into the woods to smoke some weed. Claiming it was some sort of peace offering, all three girls, along with Daryl Shipp, signed out of the dormitory on January 12, 1995, and made their way to the secluded spot. Upon arrival, Krista and Daryl began attacking Colleen, while Shadala acted as lookout. Meat cleaver and box cutter in hand, for the next 30 or so minutes, according to court testimony, Colleen was taunted, beaten, and slashed. She was kicked, cut at least 300 times, and while still alive, had a pentagram carved into her chest. Begging for her life covered in blood, Colleen told the couple that she would hitchhike to Florida and disappear from their lives if they just let her go. But Krista, telling her that she was going to die, simply picked up a large chunk of asphalt, brought it over her head, and slammed it down on the girl's skull without any mercy. Extracting a piece of that skull to keep as a trophy, Krista, proud of the work that she did, began showing it off to her roommate and other students at the school. That pride led to all three arrests within 36 hours of the crime. Looking at the logbook that showed all four students left together and only three returned, detectives found the piece of skull in Krista's pocket, and before long, the team confessed to killing Colleen, but insisted that the whole thing was meant to be a scare tactic, claiming that it just got out of control. Krista Pike was charged with first-degree murder as well as conspiracy to commit murder, and on March 22, 1996, after just a few hours of deliberation, the jury found her guilty on both counts. On March 30th, she was sentenced to death for the murder and an additional 25 years for the conspiracy charge. Daryl Shipp received a life sentence with the possibility of parole, plus 25 years, and Shadala Peterson, who turned informant, received probation for pleading guilty to being an accessory after the fact. Following the verdict, Krista, who was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder while in prison, launched, canceled, and then relaunched an appeal in the Tennessee state courts. In both June of 2001 and 2002, against the advice of her lawyers, she asked the courts to drop her appeal and sought her execution, which, at the time, was scheduled for August 19th of 2002. She then changed her mind again, and on July 8th, 2002, filed a motion to allow the appeal process to continue. The motion was initially denied, but on August 2nd, 2002, a three-judge state appeals court panel ruled that the proceedings should continue and that the execution be halted. In December of 2008, she made a request for a new trial, but was turned down. And with that, all of her appeals under the rules and procedures of the state of Tennessee's criminal justice system were exhausted. But unwilling to back down, in May of 2014, her lawyers entered an appeal in the federal court system, seeking commutation of sentence on the grounds of ineffective assistance of counsel, her diagnosed mental illness, and that capital punishment as administered in Tennessee was unconstitutional. All grounds were rejected in a 61-page ruling on March 11, 2016, and the commutation was denied. On August 22, 2019, having heard the same appeal, three judges in the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit panel unanimously upheld the ruling. Now, in the middle of all of that, on August 24th, 2001, with the alleged assistance of inmate Natasha Cornett, Krista Pike attacked and attempted to strangle fellow inmate Patricia Jones with a shoestring. Though almost successful, the woman survived and Krista was convicted of attempted first-degree murder in August of 2004. Then, in March of 2012, it was revealed that Krista had made plans to escape prison involving the help of Officer Justin Heflin and a New Jersey man named Donald Cahut. Donald and Krista began corresponding in the beginning of 2011, and in July of that year, he made the close to 1,800-mile road trip from New Jersey to Nashville, Tennessee, to visit her in person, and began doing so once or twice a month. Eventually, they began talking about the escape plan, and Krista enlisted the help of Justin Heflin, who agreed to help out in return for cash and gifts. The plan was somehow revealed and thwarted before Krista had the chance to make her move. And in March of 2012, Donald was arrested and charged with bribery and conspiracy to commit escape, while Justin Heflin was charged with bribery, official misconduct, and conspiracy to commit escape. Donald received a 7-year sentence, and Justin, cooperating, received no prison time but was terminated from his job with the Tennessee Department of Corrections. Krista, for one reason or another, was not charged, and it was unclear to investigators if she was actually an active participant in the plan or if she was just aware of it. Still the only woman on Tennessee's death row at the time, on August 27, 2020, the Tennessee Attorney General's office requested that the Tennessee Supreme Court set a new execution date for Krista Pike. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, her lawyers were granted extensions, and in June of 2021, they filed a motion to oppose the execution date and request a certificate of commutation again. They argued this time that, at the age of 18, Krista was no more mature or mentally developed than 17-year-old to Daryl Shipp, who, simply because of his age, received a life sentence with parole eligibility in 2028. Saying that, with the U.S. Supreme Court abolishing the juvenile death penalty 9 years after her sentence, and claiming that, scientifically, a brain is not fully developed until after the age of 20, Krista and other offenders who were aged 18 at the time of their crimes should still be considered underage and not be sentenced to death. Saying, quote, "There is thus no justification for a drastic differentiation in punishment between a 17-year-old offender and an 18-year-old offender," and wondering why Krista was sentenced to death but to Daryl was not, they began painting him as the ringleader of the group and claimed that he, violent and controlling, took advantage of a young woman with undiagnosed mental disorders and alleged brain damage caused by a childhood of abuse. Their requests and appeals were denied in 2023, and Krista Pike remains the only woman on Tennessee's death row. If executed, she would be the first woman to be put to death in the state of Tennessee in roughly 200 years. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to hear what terrible thing happened on March 23rd. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there's always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.